Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Gotta sort of gotta resolve that chord. Oh, you started there. Ooh, I just guessed the key wrong.
Oh, it's okay. It's all right.
I'm gonna leave.
No, please don't.
That's what I thought it was. But I don't know.
It's all good.
I don't know.
Hey,
what
please.
Is this? Where
know,
are we?
You know, it's Off Book, the Improvised Musical Podcast with Zach and Jess. That one's Zach.
That one's Jess.
We got
I don't think Zach should be here.
He should. No, he should.
No.
No, he should.
Doesn't the root structure is gone.
I mean, boy, oh boy. I can't believe you even think that way.
Oh, I'm back now. I need to get that out for a moment, but I'm feeling good.
Great. We got Engineer Brett on the fret. We
on
got
the acoustic frets today.
Ooh.
We got
Wait,
Scott.
What was that? Ooh.
That's that old country western song.
Hot diggity damn.
I found a cactus.
and the cactus found me.
We got King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings, Scott Passarella, who's always playing the correct chord progressions and knows where the chords end.
We got producer Dana Wicks on the sticks.
We got everyone's favorite bird.
Karate.
The bird. We got male person Stacy.
We got that Barbarella guy. Yeah. I don't know. This is wild already.
Yeah.
Here's what I have to say. We have a great guest.
Oh my gosh. We are so excited to have him. He's such an incredible comedian and funny human being.
You can catch him now on American Princess.
Which has just come out.
The show we're all... Come on, you gotta already know about
come
it.
Come on, get on
it. Get on it on Lifetime. Please welcome Lucas Hasley.
Wow, what an introduction.
Lucas, yes. How did you feel about Zach not knowing that chord progression?
Oh
was it bananas?
I'll say this. My father was a music teacher, and it gave me flashbacks to my childhood. Once he said chord structure and all that stuff, I was like, no, Dad, no, I don't care.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I also don't care. I just thought I knew where I was, and I was somewhere else. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's like I thought I had my feet on the ground, but I was swimming in the deep sea.
Wow.
Whoa.
Very Adele meets
very big difference. To me,
Nolan.
I would have been like, oh, it felt like I was swimming in a deep sea, but I was actually in like a large lake.
No, because I was so sure that I was right. I was like, Scott, play that last chord. And he was like, no, I've played the last chord. And I was like, oh, I'm in the ocean.
Oh,
I'm drowning.
God.
I didn't even know I was drowning.
Come up for air.
It was in a reverse mirage.
Oh.
Ooh.
What does that mean?
Okay, so a mirage is when you're stranded in the desert, but you think you found water. I was in the water, but I thought
no
I was
land.
On dry land.
I see. That's perfect.
A reverse mirage.
A reverse mirage.
Have you ever seen a mirage?
I've only seen the wavy lines. When
you're
hot.
On the road
yeah.
and you're like, yeah. I'm driving through puddles right now.
Do people actually see an oasis in the desert? Like, that's what cartoons have promised.
I think they must, right? Because it's just pure delusion, though. You know, they're hallucinating.
Yeah. I mean, I think that there is that thing that they see what we see, the wavy thing on the road. They
sure.
see from the top of a sand and you see like what you think is water.
Water.
And then the delusion kicks in and gives you the palm trees,
yeah.
the parrot.
Sounds.
The woman,
yeah,
the
sounds.
Woman
That's
with a tray of
crazy.
Margaritas. Yeah, sounds. When sounds come up from nothing, then you're in.
Then you're in trouble.
Then you're gone.
Well.
Have you ever had like a flu like... When I have the flu, I have crazy fever, like half awake dreams in the middle of the night. Like one time, Right. I'd seen Sweeney Todd, the movie, and then I got very, very ill.
Uh-huh.
And
that night I from the movie.
From the movie.
You were like, ew.
From Johnny Depp. And then afterwards, I was like, that night, I was like half awake, and I kept thinking that I needed to rearrange the score to that movie and design how all the machines worked. And that's just a thing I had. And dreams are very interesting, and that's not the point of what I'm trying to say.
You have very practical dreams.
Yeah, work and dreams. But have you ever gotten, like, I don't know, have you had, like, a delusion of any kind? And then realized it, like, later?
When I was a kid, I used to hear someone laughing right over my shoulder.
Oh, okay.
Very creepy. And that hasn't happened in a very long time.
Okay. That's just very scary.
That's terrifying.
Oh, whoa, God. My gosh, Lucas. That's so awful. I used to hear, like, if you're very, very quiet, you can hear your heart. You can hear, like, the blood in your ear.
Yeah.
And I used to, like, fixate on that as a kid as I was falling asleep. And to me, the sound, like, made me think of an old man climbing upstairs. I have no idea why. I was just like, there's an old man climbing
now,
upstairs.
If you have a home intruder, that's the best kind to have.
Yeah.
Because he's slow and old, and you're going to be able to take him.
We cut to a mirage.
Oh, my gosh. Does anyone have any water left?
I've got water. Over here, boy.
Oh, look, that old man on those stairs.
Has he been with us the whole time?
The whole time.
Oh, I must have forgotten as we've been venturing from dune to dune, peak to peak.
I've got something that you need.
There's an old man, on a flight of stairs.
The old man, I think I'm just so very parched right now. Do you have something to drink?
I've got your dreams in a bottle. Whoa. I've got your dreams in this case. If you come up these stairs, I will put it in your face.
Talk to you, just come a little over here.
What are they saying?
Huh? We're in the desert. Should there be a flight of stairs?
Yes, Thomas, that's a good point. And I'm glad that you said, do you think we conjured these stairs and this old man in our head?
I'm real. I'm here. Come up the stairs.
Okay. Oh, well, he's helping me up the stairs.
Yes.
I can feel his old withered hand.
And I can feel the stairs underneath my feet.
I can smell something on his breath. What is that? Peppermint schnapps?
Peppermint schnapps. It's Rumpelmintz. You nailed it, boy. You've got the skills, and that's why you're here.
There's an old man.
I need your help.
On a flight of stairs.
I've been here too long.
And I swear. He was always there.
It's time, boy.
Old man. What do you need? What are we here to help you with?
You're here to free me.
Free you?
From some sort of desert.
Stairs? From
prison?
Yeah, you nailed it again, boy. A desert prison. I've been trapped here for forever almost, it seems.
Do you have a tale to tell us,
old man? Oh, my goodness. It's a full three-act tale. It'll be complete. And it'll make sense, and the characters will mean things. It won't be like Game of Thrones. It'll be a full story.
Sounds great. Can it be 2X?
Sure.
All right. All of you boys, be quiet. All of you boys, settle down.
Everyone, settle down.
Now, listen. The Viceroy's going on a journey out into the dunes today, and he's asked for one of you boys from the orphanage to accompany him.
It's gonna be me.
Like, why not me?
Well, I think it should be me.
We have to have a debate.
Okay.
All right. You boys, calm down.
Boy debate.
Listen, you know me, the man who runs the orphanage.
Yeah. I always settle things through boy debates.
Yes. Okay, so boy arbitration.
Yeah.
Yes,
now
boy.
We're gonna do all the normal rules of boy debate.
Yeah.
And each boy gets to make his claim as to why he should be the one to go through the desert. Each boy gets to make a boy argument and a boy rebuttal to the other argument. And you, Mr. McOrphanhaver, will then sort of adjudicate the debate.
Yes.
I accept these terms.
I also agree to these terms. I will write them down in triplicate. And here's my signature.
All right, Poston, you will go first.
I, Poston, will go first.
Okay.
And Clerkic?
Clerkic?
You will go second.
Noted.
Boy debate, my time begins now. If you go to the desert, I will show you how.
Someone to take you through. I'm the only boy who understands. Boy debate.
Boy debate.
Boy debate.
Boy, this is great.
Boy debate.
Boy debate.
Boy debate.
How are we doing so far, Mr.
Very
Morphin
good.
Hammer?
Great points have both been made, but so far I feel like you both said you understand the sand. So,
well, I do.
Yeah, I understand it.
All right, well, I'm just saying, point well made. Let me see if you can deepen the argument. We'll start this time with Cleric.
My name is Cleric. It's not just a coinky dink. I'm religious. I believe in God. And that's how I'll take you through the bog. Boy debate.
Boy debate.
Boy debate.
Boy. Ah, yes, now boy rebuttal, Poston. To be at the Viceroy's every whim. You'll need to understand when he needs a drink.
Okay.
When his camel is tired.
Sure.
When his camel needs a drink.
Wait.
When you need to, you know, get into some lateral thinking puzzles to make sure the time passes.
Did you say camels?
Yes, of course. What's
I'm
wrong, Claire?
Scared of camels.
And why are you afraid of camels?
Come on, Cleric, dear. Don't be shy.
Is this... What is it, Mom?
We're just going to go on a sweet camel ride.
Okay.
To the market to get food for you and me and Papa.
Look at me, boy.
Oh, this camel's talking to me.
Nope, just in your head.
Oh, boy.
Look at me, boy.
I'm okay.
Do you dare to think that you can subjugate me?
I don't plan to do that.
You are worthy to ride upon my humps, my lovely camel lumps.
Oh, come on, dear.
Catchy.
Come on, dear.
This camel said I shouldn't subjugate him.
Cleric.
What?
What did we say about you listening to animals? You have to tune them out. No one's there. No one's laughing over your shoulder. You're just imagining it, you sweet boy. Now here, up on the humps with me.
Ah!
Your mother is riding upon a beast of burden, but not all camels are the same. Oh. You sit upon me, Camelord, Lord of the Camels.
Oh, Mom, this camel will not stop talking.
Cleric. Just tune him out, sweetheart.
I can't. He's got this kind of a mellifluous, sultry voice.
Instead, let's focus on what we need at the market.
Oh, yes. I know exactly what I want at the market, Mom.
Okay, what is it, sweetheart?
I want ice cream.
Oh, sweetheart.
I want ice cream with the toppings. Ice cream. Chocolate and butterscotch ice cream. I want ice cream. And if I don't get any ice cream,
hey,
I'm
boy,
gonna scream.
Guess what?
What?
Nom, nom, nom.
Oh,
I'm gonna eat your mom.
Ah!
Nom, nom, nom. I'm gonna eat your mom.
No.
Nom, nom, nomity, nom, 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 nom. I'm gonna eat your mom.
Mom, run!
I love
Is in the camel's mouth.
Yes, Mom, isn't
just
that funny,
drop
boy?
It. No.
Like a noose that leads to my mouth.
Leave her alone. No.
That was just the scar.
Oh, okay. Woo.
Now, sweetheart, you know we can't get ice cream at the market. It'll melt by the time we get back home to your papa.
What are these, pants?
Whoops. Mom. My fun pants.
Mom, we need to run.
Oh, sweetheart, don't worry. It's just a camel who needed to eat some fabric.
Oh.
And just to prove it, here, let me get off the camel.
No, Mom, don't! No!
And let me look into the camel's mouth.
Why? Are you talking
to me?
Such a large camel.
This way by riding me, Camel Lord, Lord of the Camels.
Get up. You are mumbling in the corner. Yeah. This is why I'm in an orphanage, and I have got no time for this.
Okay, let's go.
You're going to go to the desert?
It's the only way I'll be able to confront my fears.
Cleric, you won the boy debate, and I'm proud of you, and you can do it, even though I wish I was going to the desert for what I'm sure will be a short trip.
Poston, Come here.
Okay.
Do you want a fig?
Yeah, I want a fig.
All right, here you go.
Fig.
Oh, boy, I really hope someone adopts that pasta.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the world is going to be so cruel to him. Mm. All right. Oh, here he comes. Look at him. He's so majestic. He's the viceroy.
Hello. Excuse me. Which of these boys will be accompanying me across the desert sands?
Oh, yes, sir. It'll be this lad here, Cleric, for he won the boy debate.
This one? Yes. Not the one with fig all over his face?
No. Not the one with a face full of fig.
Yeah, very good. Well, boy, are you prepared to journey? What is your name?
Cleric.
Like the religious warrior?
Yes.
Are you proficient in shields?
Oh, very much so.
Do you wear armors?
I do.
Do you wield a mace?
I have three in my room.
Well, excellent. I have chosen a small boy warrior to accompany me across the desert. Are you prepared for this journey, boy? It will be arduous.
I'm fine with arduosity.
Did the orphan having man explain to you the many, many things you will have to do?
I did my best, sir.
What did you cover so far?
That he would have to tend to any of your gear, your camel's gear, give you a drink, give the camel a drink, maybe introduce some lateral thinking riddles to pass the time.
Oh, good, that's most of it. Yes, you did it all.
Yeah.
Well, come, boy, to the camel stables.
Good luck, Cleric.
Thank you.
And remember, though we were never your home, we were kind of your house.
Oh. That's now, the first riddle.
Yes. Now, Cleric, come with me. There's another person we must have with us as we go upon our journey.
Okay.
A chronicler. Do you know what that is, boy?
A chronicler?
Yes.
The one who chronicles.
Sure. Do you know what that means?
A journalist.
Okay, you know exactly what we're looking for. Now, we have me, the viceroy. We have you, a cleric. And we just need to stop into this tavern to find a sort of a chronicler.
Do they allow kids in this tavern?
No, but you're with me, so it's fine.
Oh, okay.
Look, here, just drink this and act like you're of age. Actually, I don't know if there's any sort of laws in place that... You know what? It's probably fine. Come, boy. I'm just going to get up on this table. Can you announce me real quick?
Everybody! Stop your rambling!
All of us at once?
Yeah, stop!
Oh, hello, it is I, the Viceroy.
Oh, the Viceroy.
Second only to the Roy.
Oh, it's the Viceroy.
Now,
it's the Viceroy.
Which of you is a chronicler?
Oh, do you need somebody to, like, write down everything that you're doing?
Now, who's this well-dressed, whip-smart woman?
Oh, my name is Valerie, and I'm the best chronicler in this part of the desert.
Okay, Valerie, do you have credentials or a CV so I can know? What have you chronicled in the past?
Oh, what have I chronicled? Wow,
give
funny.
Give me a chronicle of your chronicles.
Funny you should ask.
Chronicles.
Oh, you know, I got a lot to talk about. I got a lot to say because I've reported so much. When the first guy saw a pigeon and he realized they could carry words well, who do you think was there to write down and say, oh, this thing's not absurd? It was me, Mallory.
Okay.
Chronicle to everyone. everything I see. And when they made a ship, and the ship went through the Panama Canal.
Oh my God.
Who was there but me? Your saucy journalist gal. It was me.
It was the Valerie.
Chronicle to everything I see. And who was there when Vesuvius?
Wait, what?
Wow.
Of Pompeii.
Valerie, how old are you?
Yeah, you get around.
I've existed for every year and day. It was me.
Sure, this is just a normal journey, not one being interfered with by gods. I'm sure it will be normal, and I'm sure it will be fine. And we won't get stuck in the desert for an insane amount of time because of the
of my chronicle.
Yes, I did.
And now I will chronicle you, the Viceroy, and this small boy named Cleric,
yes,
as we head out into the desert to
Second,
do what?
Hmm?
What is your mission, Viceroy?
We seek the infinite mirage.
The infinite mirage.
The
huh?
mirage from which there are dreams made.
Oh.
Oh, you know.
I seek it and I will have it, for it is the mirage that becomes real, you see. When you find the mirage that is not a mirage, it's basically a treasure trove of wishes and dreams, and I, the Viceroy, second only to the Roy, will have it for my own.
Well, all right, I guess we better get up on these camels and get to hoofing.
Boy, we meet again.
No, I will fight you and I will learn to...
Who are you talking to, boy?
I'm talking to the cat. No one.
Very interesting. A boy, a mysterious boy with an unknown background who can talk to animals. Don't worry, it's just me, Valerie, chronicling everything I see.
I see
oh, she's going to be doing
God
this in real
your,
time.
I see
Stop.
There's a god in your party, boy.
What?
This one, the one you call Valerie, has been known by many names.
Does anyone have like a fig or something I can chew on?
There is always the dark. Which do you think I am, boy?
Well, you sound pretty menacing. Why me? Why have you chosen me?
Boy, what are you talking about? It's time to go. Valerie has requested a fig. Fetch her one.
Okay.
Oh, thank you, Cleric. You're such a sweet boy.
Aww.
Here, do me a favor.
Okay.
Take one of these scarves and I want you to put it on your head because it is going to get so hot.
This scarf looks so familiar.
Oh, does it? Oh, I don't know. It's just something I picked up in my travels. But you should wear it to keep yourself safe from the sun, boy, because it's about to get so friggin' hot.
Okay.
Do you even know how hot it's about to get,
boy? I'm assuming it's going to be about
125.
Oh, it's going to get so friggin' hot.
You have no idea how freaking hot it's about to get, boy. It's getting hot in here, on the desert far away. It's getting hot, you're going to have to reevaluate the word day. It's gonna get oh so hot, too hot to be fun. You're going to feel like you might as well be walking on the sun.
Friggin' hot, friggin' hot, friggin' hot in the desert.
In the desert, boy.
Friggin' hot.
In the heat.
I
don't
mind. I just need to find the truth that I seek. I am one with the sun.
Friggin' hot, friggin' hot, friggin' hot, friggin' hot in the desert.
once was a boy. I've came here on a journey with the Viceroy, and I'm gonna find the truth about my mom and God, about mom and God. I'm a man.
He's a man.
I'm a man.
He's a man.
I'm a man.
Boy, you're a man.
I'm a man.
And I'm very old now.
I'm a man.
He's a man.
I'm a man.
He's a man.
I'm now a man.
Find the truth. Who is a god and who is a camel god? And is there a difference? Find out when we return to the second half of
Mirage Etoile, the musical.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Episode is brought to you by Original Grain.
Original Grain. This episode, they helped it. Thank you.
The premier maker of wood and steel watches with an unwavering commitment to authenticity, innovation, and next-level craftsmanship.
And you might think, wood and steel? I wanted to have both those things. Well, they do. It's not just steel and just wood. It's both of them.
They have some of the most unique watches you've ever seen, like the Whiskey Collection, the only watch handcrafted with genuine reclaimed bourbon barrels.
Bourbon barrels. It's not just for holding bourbon. It's for making a watch for your wrist.
Barrels with swords, not just unicorns. They can be used to make watches.
Or the New York Yankees watch made with reclaimed wood from the 1923 Yankee Stadium wooden seats.
That's very cool.
Isn't it very cool?
All starting at just $169 with free shipping worldwide and easy returns.
Look, guys, not to brag, but we're gonna brag. We've both got watches from this company.
I'm wearing one right now. It's called the Paloma. It's rose gold. It's cute AF, and it looks perfect for spring and summer. It looks like I could dress it up. It looks like I could dress it down. It looks like I could wear it all around town.
Mine's rosewood. It also has the word rose in it, but the rose is about the wood and not the gold. Because again, these watches have metal and wood, and it's very nice and very pretty. And I want to be the man that can wear this watch. And I'm not there yet because it's better than me.
One day you will be,
well,
Zach.
One day I will be. These watches are aspirational.
Original Grain is certainly the most unique gift that you can give this Father's Day. And now as a special limited time deal for our listeners, you can get 30% off your order at originalgrain.com when you use the code OFFBOOK at checkout.
Now, some exclusions apply, so see the website for details. What are you doing? Don't get played. Read.
Visit originalgrain.com. Be sure to use the promo code OFFBOOK at checkout to save 30% off your order, wood and steel, in your watch for your dad.
Get it. He loves it. From a seat and whiskey barrel. And also your wrist. It's so good.
And also, we didn't talk about it, but we both got rose-themed watches.
We're the War of the Roses, but not a war, and just friends and watches.
Welcome back. When we last left our trio, they were in the desert after many years. What will happen now in Mirage Etoile?
Boy, sorry.
Man.
Man, I know. It's been how many years?
I don't even know. We're in like a timeless
space. I could tell you it's been both 16 years and also no time.
That's a wild thing to say, Valerie.
Well, I just mean like time is a construct and it's like an idea that we have to put ideas into ways that humans can understand. So it has been both 16 years and also no time and also all time.
Well, we've run out of food finally after 16 years.
Well, we had
You don't
so
seem
many
to
fits.
Care at all.
Well, I don't know if you haven't noticed, but like I have not aged or changed or like,
I'm not paying attention. I'm the Viceroy, second only to the Roy, and I will not pay attention.
Honestly,
to
you don't even know if that Roy is like still in power.
Yeah, you might have gotten passed up, man.
Yeah.
What does that mean? What do you mean?
you know, there might be three or four Roys that came and gone while you out here with me.
No, if the Roy were to die, I would become the new Roy, Viceroy no longer, and I would have received a letter, and it would be stamped with the seal of the Roy. A big old R and a guy holding a stick, pointing it to the sky. It's not a sword, it's a stick. And then I would know that I was the Roy and not the Viceroy.
I'm just saying, I don't think that any sort of, like, messenger bird could find us in this, the endless desert.
Well, this is part of what I wanted to stop and talk about, because Where is the Infinite Mirage? It was supposed to be here on my map. It's right in the middle of the desert, and we did that, and it's not here, and I feel I may be upon death's door.
Well, what happens? Who becomes a Viceroy if you become dead?
I don't know. I don't pay attention to anyone under than me.
Oh, I've noticed.
Why? Would you want to be a Viceroy?
I've been in this desert for so long, and I've become a man. I have urges.
You're big and strong.
I'm bigger than both of you combined.
You're so big.
I was carrying the Chronicler for about 2 years.
I really appreciated that, because I was like, I just need to mix it up. And so, you know, Sweet Cleric would, like, give me a piggyback ride, or just, like, Fireman's Carry, or just, like, Little Baby Gary.
And you never carried me, because I will only be carried by this Camus.
Yeah.
I don't know why I said that. Listen, the point is I may be about to die, boy. Man. I'm sorry.
You're
big and strong, and I just need you to fulfill my final wish. Find the Infinite Mirage. I'm definitely, definitely sure it's here.
Okay, I'll do that.
You promise?
I promise, man. I just need to find this thing so I can understand.
I have a question.
Yeah?
When you said you had urges, what did you mean?
Urges in my nether regions.
Such a manly voice.
I've got feelings I don't quite understand. But it's been a while, and I've been sticking my dick in the sand.
Yes, they call it desert love.
I've been making desert love.
Desert love.
With the grainiest of grains.
Desert love.
I've been having sex, fucking out my brains. I need to make love with a human, preferably a girl. And the Chronicler's the only girl I see in the world.
I am flattered by the words that you say, and I've watched you grow into a man day after day. But how do we feel about the difference in our age? You are starting your book, but mine's a 1,000-page.
Skip to the end, boo. I wanna get inside you. I don't judge a book by covers. I'm a man, once a boy, now I am gonna be your lover.
And I'll be over here just making desert love.
Desert love.
Desert love.
Desert love.
We know what you're thinking of.
Desert love.
Desert love.
Desert love.
Desert love.
Oh, don't judge a book by its
Viceroy! Viceroy!
Cleric, I feel like maybe...
of time, oh, God.
Enough of you, Camel! He's gone, so now I have the balls to stand up to you.
Do you?
I don't know.
Or you just feel real good after making passionate love to this god over here?
I gotta be honest, I'm kinda tired.
Well, of course, she's a literal god.
Oof!
I honestly can't believe she consented and deigned to sleep with a mere mortal.
Well, I've gotten to know him, you know, over time.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, we can talk to each other. Did you know that?
We're both gods.
Oh, man. So it's just me, a god, and a camel that talks.
A camel god.
Camel god.
Well, now this party is as it has always been, and you'll say nothing more. I'm a camel god, and that's it.
What? You don't want me to?
No, I don't want you to.
Well, I thought maybe
Valerie, I don't want. No, we're not there yet.
I thought that maybe now that the Viceroy was dead,
now
we really,
yes, now that the party is in its natural state.
Oh no!
Such a manly voice.
Such power from you, cleric.
The ground is shaking.
Oh wow, that dune is collapsing into not a dune.
Oh my god,
that is dune got done.
That dune got done. A big cave has erupted in the mouth of what looks like, is that a tiger? What is that big
like
sandy
a panther.
Thing? Like a big sand.
Like
panther.
A big
Santhur. Santhur.
Ammo.
What?
Come down here.
Oh, he's at the bottom.
Yeah.
I thought we all went, okay.
No, he's at the bottom like we wanted.
Listen, his soul will be mine.
No,
as
it
they
will
all,
not.
It for sure will.
It will not.
As they always come to the dark, and it I Camelord in the darkness.
Listen, do you have any idea
how long I've been working this one? I straight up ate his mom.
I know, it was.
And then I gave you the scarf to give back to him.
I know. We've been planning this for a long time.
This test will be the final test of humanity.
I know he's worthy, especially now. I really know he's worthy. And I've had him for 16 years, being in his ear about being brave, about being bold, about thinking of others and the story that is told, about how we work, about how we try, about how to work even when you wonder why.
But he's also frail, and he's also mortal, and he has greed and desires that siphon like a portal. And he's also young, and he's also vain, and he's also susceptible to all the earthly pain.
No, I will have him.
Starting to think I'm being played. Torn between the woman that I love and the camel that I hate. I'm being played from them, from every single angle. I do not like the way that they're playing with my fate. Oh, watch it dangle between them so.
Trust me. Do you trust me?
What?
I trust you.
Do you trust me?
No. I've never trusted you.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, this is why I'm always telling you, you like come on way too strong. Camelord, you're always like, hey, I'm straight up evil.
I am the darkness
incarnate. You do something terrible that makes them like full of fear. Meanwhile, I put obstacles in their path, but they're reasonable obstacles that they learn
enough!
From.
Whoa!
No, be careful. The cave will deepen. Oh, no.
Whoa!
Cleric, do you trust me?
I trust you.
Do you trust me?
No.
Sorry, I keep interrupting your thing.
No, I mean, that's your thing, is to do that. Your thing.
Yes, to interrupt.
Yes. Oh, and I was like,
I've found something.
Man, he made such a big cave that like echoed once and then back, and then it's like an echo of an echo.
He's made the bagel of caves. It just sort of goes around in a circle.
What is an echo of an echo?
What?
I don't know. I feel like I should know that as like a god of goodness and light. What'd you find?
The truth.
Whoa.
Well, now it's time, I suppose.
The straight up truth?
Oh, boy. Can you shout again and change the shape of this cave?
Enough! Everything's normal down here now.
Oh, good.
Yes, the echoless cave where truth will be laid bare, as was foretold in the prophecy.
What'd you find? What's the truth?
It's a book.
Oh.
And you know books carry the truth.
Well, sometimes, yeah, it depends on the
book. Yes, definitely, especially that one.
Well, the first page seems to suggest that everything within it will tell us where we need to go next.
Yes.
Okay, great.
Such an old book. Such an old and creaky book.
I like it. It's like a tome.
In the beginning.
Mm-hmm. There was a man named Adam.
Adam.
In the beginning, before there were gods.
Wait, hold on. What's this book called? King James Bible.
It's King James Bible.
Okay.
Where was I?
Adam. It was like before there were gods. Do you want to just give me like the spark notes of this or something? You just
this
kind
book
of
is very long.
Very long. It's got some contradictions, some good stuff, some backtracking.
There's a second book? Oh yeah. My goodness. Yeah.
I wish it was a trilogy. You know, that would feel like
oh, there's
more.
Okay. There's, now that says
I
there's
some. Right. I prefer a three-act
structure.
Like
to know
but
when it's, when it's
you know,
over.
Yeah.
Oh. There's one word written on this paper.
Oh, what's this? This is not the King James Bible. This is something entirely new.
It says, believe.
Believe. Oh, yeah, I put that in there.
Believe?
Yeah, that was my addition.
Believe in what I want to know the truth. But who am I to trust between you both? If I need to know what I see, I must believe.
Yes, you have been tested, and yes, you have toiled, and now you will spend your days surrounded by this soil, and we will leave you here, but trust and care, for every time you believe, you build another rung of the stair.
Shoulder oh, laughing well, okay. At you.
And I'll be in your heart.
Do not forget
where I've chronicled how much I love you.
And I'll be in your heart and your memory about the time I nom nom nommed on your mom, mom, mom. Old man.
Please, please, you used all of our energy telling us that story.
But now do you understand?
Do you have water?
Oh, yeah, I got a whole canteen factory. I've been building. Look, I've been here a long time making water for this day.
There's only enough for one of us.
I know.
You have to choose who to give water to.
Well, the only way I know how to choose between two people is they need to debate about the, you know, what they are good for and what who's better for the water. I only have enough for one.
Okay, fair
yes,
enough.
Your canteen factory only has enough for one. You must choose.
Yeah.
Okay.
So much water, but you must choose to give it to one.
Well, what about a hydrate debate?
A hydrate debate?
Okay.
Hydrate debate. Hydrate debate.
This is great.
Begin.
Here we go.
Your time starts now.
Well, I think you should give all the water to my friend over here. She's suffered oh so hard and long, and she's nearly dead, I fear.
No. I'm gonna use my time to say that it's without reason or rhyme, okay, that my friend should have the water, or else I'd be a horrible daughter.
Oh, That's ridiculous and too far. I can tell by your voice you're incredibly parched. Just please do this, I want to help. Just drink this water in a big old gulp.
I said H2O, oh no, no. I said no, no, no. Because if you give that water into my mouth, I'm gonna spit it in your water, no doubt.
Oh, listen, I wanna help me first, but don't that. Please help quench your thirst. Yeah, quick, kid, you better get her some liquid.
Hydrate debate.
Hydrate debate. And honestly, can I just say this
it's
is going great.
I know if I could just take a different angle and get a little deeper. If you give the water to my friend, I promise he will reap your reward for you. He will always be good. He will thank you for all time. Meanwhile, I might forget after a while. I mean, I might just decline.
I gotta give the water to her, and I am 100% sure that if you do, it is the right choice. Just listen to me and my normal voice.
Hydrate debate.
You have to choose now before
it's too late.
I've made my choice.
Okay.
I will drink the water.
Okay.
Hear me out.
Okay.
I drink the water.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And then I pee into both your mouths.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Is that your final choice?
I've been waiting for you to come back. You've taunted me for so long.
Oh, it's been us the whole time.
I'm so proud of you, though. I'm so proud of you, Cleric. Look at all the stairs you built with your belief.
Honestly, I'm proud of you, too. You could have just given everyone some water from the lots of water you had, but you chose to be both selfish and selfless by drinking it yourself and then peeing in both of our mouths. So depraved. Clearly, I have won this man's soul.
No, surely not. For look at all the steps he built with his belief out of that horrible cave we kept him in.
I guess he did build a lot of steps.
He kept his heart true, and he built a giant thing of stairs, and he wanted to help those people. He was just being pragmatic.
I think...
What do you think, Camel?
I think it is time for me to tell you.
What?
Listen. All those years ago, in your memory, there's something you should know. There's a truth you have to see. With your manly voice that could make a cave, didn't you think it odd? You are no normal human. You are the son of a god.
Son of a god.
This god.
No, not this.
You didn't sleep with your mom.
I didn't think that.
But you are a god.
Okay, good.
And you have been true to us for so long. And so now you see before you, as the staircase keeps going and going, you can ascend with us where truth is. A place that is true. If you
The truth I've been waiting for my entire life was to die and ascend the stairs of heaven to be with the people I love.
What kind of god shall you be, boy?
I will be a vengeful god! Yes.
Hell yes. Oh wait, god. Hold on.
Oh, darn
Are you
it.
Breaking me right now?
No, I've learned that there's no point in truth and justice. It's all about doing what you want.
Oh, heck yes. One for Camelot.
Yeah, man, that's totally a real bummer since we totally had desert love. But listen, it goes this way. Some souls we bet on turn out vengeful. Some turn out good and light.
You know, the thing about gods is they're all really, really complicated.
Yeah, and honestly, that does mean you're going to have to be in, like, this section of the Infinite Mirage that's, like, a little moodier.
It's fine. It's great. You're gonna love it.
We got some catching up to do.
I can't believe you chose the camel that ate your mother instead of me, the woman you made love with. But so it goes. I guess maybe we should have given you less time on those stairs.
I've been harboring a lot of resentment.
I get it, honestly. But you are home. You are here. You're still a god. And one thing is clear. You can't go looking for the infinite mirage. Sometimes it finds you. And that's the part that's odd.
Listen. Big evil deity. Oh boy, it's lots of fun. You get to go down to Earth and trick the mortals, make them think you ate their dads and moms.
I'm just excited.
Yeah, it's gonna...
For so long, I tried to be a good boy, and bad things happened. I tried to be a good man, and bad things happened. But now I know the realest truth of all. Evil wins in the end.
Don't be the player,
be the game.
Right. Don't be the player, be the game. 'Cause what is evil really but a certain mental frame?
Don't hate the player,
don't hate the player, be the game.
Aw, man, I should have chosen Poston.
Oh, don't worry about it. Let's all have some freaky time in a mirage.
That's Mirage Etoile, the musical. We'll be right back after this. Excuse me, Zach, I want to tell you something. Gotta tell you something.
Okay.
Are you ready?
All right.
It's about a brand new podcast right here on Earwolf called Factually with Adam Conover. It's amazing.
Is it from Adam Ruins Everything?
Factually,
Adam Conover?
It is that Adam Conover.
I wasn't sure why you were so excited, and now I understand.
Factually,
why.
Did you know that I was in the first web video of Adam Ruins Everything about engagement rings?
Is that true?
Factually, it is. Look it up. I play an old-timey couple where I'm like, please don't buy me a ring. We can only afford apples.
You know that
or
also,
something like that.
Yeah, apples were expensive back in the day, especially in the Dust Bowl.
That's right. That's kind of the era I was living in.
Okay.
You probably know Adam as a stand-up comedian or the host of Adam Ruins Everything.
That's the one.
You know, he doesn't ruin things. That's what's great. He enlightens and brings things to the light, which is what enlightened means. On Factually, he talks to Pulitzer Prize winning authors, professors, and leading experts to find the surprising truth behind big issues like homelessness, big tech, and gun control.
Okay, for instance, did you know that no one in America thought the right to bear arms had anything to do with self-defense until very recently?
You know, you can't exactly ask an intruder to wait while you load your musket.
Guys, guns have changed and our laws need to change with them. That's not what this podcast is about. It's just a thing that I feel like I need to say.
But it might be what Factually is about. Sounds surprising? Well, Adam goes deep with constitutional law professor Adam Winkler to bring you the entire surprising history. Believe me, you will never look at guns in America the same way. Also, be careful when you look at a gun.
God, be careful. Don't look into the side that looks like it has the treasure in it. It does, but the treasure is a bullet.
Oh my gosh.
And as hard-hitting as the topics get, Adam keeps the conversation fast and funny. It's a great show, and you should check it out.
Find Factually in your podcast app now and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Factually is a good idea.
Yeah. Welcome.
Welcome back.
Gentlemen, Lucas.
Oh my gosh.
That was so fun.
That was wild.
That was wild.
What a fun time.
That was far from the wildest one. That was like actually pretty linear and like looped in for
solid plot.
Yeah.
That's me, plot. Love a good plot.
We are so excited about American Princess.
Yeah.
Just had Jamie Denbo on, creator of that show. Yes. You're in it.
I am in the show.
Tell us about it.
So it's a show that takes place in a Ren Fair in upstate New York. And at this Ren Fair,
no spoilers.
Now my head exploded in my head of like, I didn't set up the plot very well. And The key thing is it takes place at a Ren Fair.
Yeah.
And I know that our listeners will love it because as I said before in this podcast, I did actually meet two of our listeners at the Los Angeles Ren Fair. So y'all are already on board. Just
the one
watch
in Pasadena?
The thing, sure. Yes, the Renaissance Plaisir Fair.
Which was amazing.
Yeah, it's great.
It's great. I've been there before. It's a great time. And the show is like a love letter to Ren Fairs, right?
100%.
Like great, playing the comedy, but also the heart. So don't be like, uh-oh. Don't skewer my love.
I think that what Jamie really strove for, because she also is an amazing improviser. And so normally whenever you see like improv in movies, like I'm an improviser, it's always presented with derision.
Yeah.
She was like, I absolutely do not want to do that. This is beyond just a love letter. It's like the world of that Ren Fair is presented with the same kind of like, you know, admiration as Oz was presented in Wizard of Oz. Like, you really need to love the place in order to see why this character who ends up there, why she would stay there.
Right.
Hell yeah. So, you know we're going to do a Ren Fair
rap. You know we're going to do a rap about a Ren Fair.
Looks like we're doing a Ren Fair rap.
Who do you even think we are? Hit it, please. Where the loot's at. Let me get the harpsichord. Yeah.
Yo, turn on my fiddle.
What's up, everybody? I'm here for sport. Laying down this track inside of the royal court. Everybody get here, give me what I desire. Step behind me with the flag like you were a squire. Yeah, you know I'm here to do it all night. Step up in this armor like a motherfucking all night. Yeah, here is the thing. Put the crown on my head, cause you know that I am the king. What?
And I am here and I don't even wanna beg.
Beg?
The first thing I'm gonna do is get a turkey leg.
Leg?
And you know here I am up for the demonstration.
Nation.
About how they did blacksmith stuff and it fills me with elation.
Mm.
I cannot be here if I cannot afford to stay in here and buy a mother trucking sword.
What?
And yo, I got to have mad swag, cause I made my own corset and I'm getting a dagger.
Dresses.
Crowns.
Drinking.
Down.
Fat beer, full of cheer. I'm telling you about the thing I'm gonna tell you here.
Yeah.
Ren Fair, make yourself a wish.
Mm.
Come to the Ren Fair, get yourself a dish of turkey legs and all that shit. I play a character by the name of Stick.
Yeah.
That's all I say when you see the Ren Fair. I walk around, don't touch my afro hair, cause it will be covered in mud.
Hey y'all, what the fuck do y'all want? I'm out here reppin' for the Renaissance. It's a period where people learned a lot of things. There's a lot of royalty here, there's a lot of kings. I got that Ren Fair stare. I got that Ren Fair stare.
I got that Ren Fair stare.
If you're looking for the Ren Fair, look around, it's everywhere.
You know what I'm here for, you know what I'm about.
What?
I'm about to watch as they demonstrate the joust.
Jousting?
And you know I can't be here with no bird, because there is no bird. Wait, that bird is absurd.
Yeah.
You doing the falcon and you got him on your arm.
Falcon show.
He got those talons and you could do your harm.
You should know.
He's a raptor type of bird who flies in the sky.
Bird
of
prey.
He's on your arm and now I'm saying, oh my.
Every day. So many things in the stall here, you cannot afford it. So many ladies straight up spilling out their corsets. What now? It's like the thing is tattoo night. It doesn't matter, people drinking here all night.
Renaissance Festival.
Not the second, man, you know festival. It is the festival.
Got that Ren Fair stare.
I got that Ren Faire stare. I got that Ren Faire stare. If there's anywhere to be, you know I'm gonna be there.
Hear ye, this that Ren Faire music.
Huzzah, motherfucker.
Ye old sick beats.
This is that church-approved music.
It's that Elizabethan hotness.
Yeah, that's right. We're coming out of the Dark Ages. We're learning about ourselves. Give it up for Lucas. Thank you so much. Y'all should be watching American Princess Sunday, Lifetime. What else? That's it, right?
Yeah, where are your socials? Where can people find you at?
You can find me on Instagram at Lucas Zachary Hazlitt.
Good middle name.
Yeah, I got a strong
middle name.
Strong.
Strong, delightful name.
Thank you.
We got some strong Zach energy on this app.
BCE.
Y'all give it up for Brett on the fret. Give it up for Scott Passarella, pianist, king of pianists, pianist of kings. Give it up for Dana Wicks on the sticks.
Thank you, Earwolf. Thank you, Colin. Thank you, everyone who makes the show possible. Thank you, Sleepy Babies, for listening. Hey, guess what? Remember that emo band that was back in the studio not too long ago that came in here on accident?
Remember they thought it was Loeb Tiger? They're doing a live show at Dynasty Typewriter Thursday.
Listen, you have to go Thursday.
June 6th at 8 o'clock, Every Place I Cry.
It is the last live show they will ever do. They made that abundantly clear.
Every time they do a show, it's their last show.
But this time they are super for reals. It's the only one they've ever done at this theater, and it's the only one they will ever do. If you want to see it, I cannot stress this enough. Go to the show. It is the last one they will ever do.
And guess what? There's going to be merch. Speaking of merch, you asked for a hoodie. It's out there. Buy that sweet hoodie, you sleepy babies. We took your votes. It's a lovely design.
I saw someone wearing it yesterday.
Are you kidding me?
I for sure did.
Are you kidding me even?
No, I'm not kidding.
Well, that person, I love you very much. We love you all. Thank you for listening. As we say at the end of every episode.
We'll do them as a couplet.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
If you're in the desert on a stair.
And you're jousting on a horse, you best be aware.
That you gotta believe, of course.
Bye.
Bye. This episode is brought to you by Original Grain, the premier maker of wood and steel watches with an unwavering commitment to authenticity and next-level craftsmanship.
Thank you, Original Grain, for supporting the show, and it is certainly the most unique gift that you can give this Father's Day. Give your dad a watch with wood in it, and the wood is special to him and him alone like a wand.
That's right, and now as a special limited-time deal for our listeners, you can get 30% off your order at originalgrain.com when you use the code OFFBOOK at checkout. Some exclusions apply. See website for details. 30% off? Are you kidding me?
That's almost a third!